Okay, today's daf was Shabbos daf Samach Zayin. The daf begins with suggested therapies for different types of fever, one of which involves the recitation of Pesukim relating to the Sneh, the burning bush that Moshe Rabbeinu encountered in the desert. And the Gemara goes on to teach incantations that are recited to get rid of boils, blisters, various kinds of demons. Ubnei Melachim Bezogin. The Mishnah said princes can walk out with bells on their clothing. Really, anybody can wear bells. The Chacham spoke about those who most commonly wear them, and that's Bnei Melachim. At first, the Gemara assumes that the Mishnah sides with Rabbi Shimon, who holds Kol Yisrael Bnei Melachim Heim, that all Jews are considered royalty, and that's why we can all wear bells. But ultimately, the Gemara concludes that even if we aren't all royalty, it's still permissible to wear bells, because they're woven into the clothing, so they're not going to be removed and carried, because it's impossible to remove them, or very difficult to remove them. Yotzin bebeitzos hachargol ubeshein shuel. The Mishnah lists items that Rav Meir holds can be worn outside on Shabbos because they have therapeutic value, but the Chachamim also an af b'chol mishum darkei amori. The Chachamim hold these items can't even be used on weekdays because they're considered to be a violation of darkei amori. The rule is, if something is done by the goyim, has therapeutic value, we hold, like Rabbi Meir, that it's permissible, but a purely superstitious practice with no therapeutic value is a violation of darkei amori. Even painting a tree that isn't producing proper fruit with red paint is not considered darkei amori, since there's a clear purpose, ki hechi delechazi inshi v'libo alei rachamim. We want people to notice the tree and daven for itself, very similar to tamei tamei yikra that we say by a mitzvah, that he should publicize his pain so that people will come to daven for him. Rav Chiya Bar Huna gives several examples of practices that violate darkei amori, but says that putting a bone on a person's skull while reciting an incantation to remove a bone that's lodged in his throat is not a violation of darkei amori. Amongst the practices that are a violation of darkei amori, the Gemara lists calling a husband by his wife's name and vice versa, and davening for barrels to be stronger with the language of Donu Dani, which is assumed to be a language of Avodah Zarah, and that's why it's problematic. The Gemara tells us that doing things that make sense would not violate darkei amori. And two examples of things that make sense that are therefore not darkei amori are, first, putting glass fragments into a pot to help it cook quickly is not a violation of darkei amori, but the Chacham said that you can't do it anyway, mipnei sakana. It's dangerous, since you might swallow a piece of glass. Second, putting salt into a flame to make it burn more brightly, or putting clay under a lamp to make it burn more slowly, are rational practices and don't violate darkei amori. The parak concludes by telling us two halachos. Number one, needlessly causing a fire to burn through more quickly is a violation of bal tashchis. And number two, it's permissible to say chamra v'chayi l'fum rabbanan, wine and life to the mouths of the rabbis as a toast before drinking, very similar to how we shout out l'chayim sometimes before we take a drink.